certainly appreciate his presence. Amen. I need the Lord tonight, and the church needs him. We need him. And I want to be able to draw strength from him being here. Amen. I'll tell you, we are living in such a dark hour and a dark world, and but I'll tell you, I believe that the Lord will help the church. And I've been working on these thoughts for a while. I don't know how it will go tonight. I would like to have prayer for some here in a little while. I know that there's things in our lives that we need help with, that we need to be overcomers. And I believe that the more services that we call for those to come up and lay hands on them and pray for them, I believe the more times we're going to see results. Amen. It's going to give the Lord another opportunity to work. Not that he couldn't raise up deliverance some other way. He could. Amen. But I'll tell you, I want to see the church strong in the Lord and strong in the power of his might. Amen. I trust that you have your Bibles with you tonight. I'll just get right on into trying to preach to us. Psalms 118th chapter is where I would like to begin reading. Amen. Psalms 118 and 1. Psalms 118 and 1. And you can stand whenever you get that. Say amen. Psalms 118 and 1. And I would like to read down through verse 9. Psalms 118 and verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Aren't you thankful for the goodness of the Lord? Psalm 23 tells us goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. Amen. Amen. I will give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. These scriptures are so important, every one of them. His mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say, that's the church. Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Could we say that tonight? His mercy endureth forever. The Bible said, let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say, amen, that his mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. Sounds like we have some here that fear the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. That means he delivered me out of the close place that I was in and gave me liberty. Amen. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? Question. Amen. The Lord is on my side. Amen. Could we say that? The Lord is on my side. Amen. I think we need to hear our voice say these words. I mean, I can read this and say the Lord is on my side, but unless you say it, then it becomes more personal, because then you realize that the Lord is on your side. Amen. Not just my side. Amen. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. Now, you know, right here, the writer was writing, no doubt, about personal enemies. And I know that David was a man of war. But, you know, we have enemies too. Amen. The devil is our enemy. Amen. Sickness is our enemy. The powers of darkness are our enemies. Amen. And all of those that are employed by the devil are our enemies, and they surround us every day. But here the Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Aren't you thankful for those that are helping us tonight? Amen. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princesses. Amen. Proverbs, the 3rd chapter and the 5th verse. I apologize for so much reading, but let's just turn quickly while you're standing. Proverbs, the 3rd chapter. Amen. Proverbs 3 and 5. Amen. Proverbs 3 and 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Amen. Thank you for reading with me. Thank you for standing for the reading of the word. You may be seated in his presence. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to come back to Proverbs there, but I would like to speak to us for a few minutes here. Amen. About trusting the Lord. Amen. And I would like to see in these last days, you know, I remember some time back I was reading a book, and it was talking about some of the older, actually this, I think, this woman's name was Phoebe. Some of you may remember it. She lived back in the 1700s. And her comment was is that she began to seek for a deeper experience in the Lord. She just felt like that there was some more of what they had, that they hadn't had it all, that there was a deeper experience in the Lord. And this was back during the time, maybe a little after, John Wesley and those that had talked about sanctification, wrote about sanctification, believed in sanctification. Amen. And so there was those along the way that was convinced that there was something more than what they had to that day. And I'll tell you, I still feel that in my heart tonight. I still believe, church, that we have not. I want to tell you tonight, if we have experienced all that God has, God is not what I thought He always was. But I got good news for you tonight. We have not even begun to scratch the surface of what God has for us. Amen. And unto Him, amen, that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Hallelujah. I want to tell you tonight, amen, it's not, we haven't seen it all. We have not experienced it all. And for those that have come to the conclusion that they have, they're at a dead end road. They're not going any farther than where they are tonight. I'll tell you, I believe that God wants to demonstrate His power and His glory among the church in a greater way. Amen. But I believe that we have got to believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living if we're going to see that kind of glory. I mean, we can be satisfied with where we are and say, Brother Tony, I mean, I pray as much as Brother Tony. He does as much as Brother Galen, and we're okay. But I want to tell you something tonight, church. I am looking and desiring to see more than what I've ever seen before, in whatever measure the Lord would desire to show that to us in, Brother Todd. However He desires for it to be done, because I just believe there's more. Amen. His mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say His mercy endureth forever. The house of Aaron, let him say that. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. We live in a world of fear. We live in a world where there's a church that is being influenced by the powers of darkness. And that darkness is bringing fear into the church. But He said, the Lord is on my side. I will not fear. Amen. What can man do unto me? The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. Until we get to the place that we believe that we can see our desire upon those things that come against us, we're apt to stay in the same place that we are. But I'm telling you tonight that it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Hallelujah. It's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. Amen. And we would think that if we had a friend that had a high position, that he would be the person that could help us. He would have the ability. He would have the therewithal. Amen. To be able to supply our needs. He'd know how to get me in front of the king, if you will. Amen. And I could tell my all to the king, and he would certainly be able to help me. Amen. But many times, princes, men of high esteem, men in social, amen, high socially, they're not always the best people, amen, to seek help from. Amen. They're not always the kindest. They're not always the friendliest. They're not always those that's going to share their, amen, the things that they have to give to somebody else. But I can tell you tonight, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Hallelujah. It's better to trust in the Lord than to put our confidence in whatever you can see down here below. And so many times that's our problem, is we put our confidence in things that we can touch, we can feel, we can see. But I'll tell you tonight, I believe that if we'll put our confidence in what we cannot see, and in what we cannot touch, and in what we cannot grasp, amen, I believe we're going to come out ahead, because it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Hallelujah. Now, we put confidence in a lot of things. We do. Hallelujah. And that's not bad altogether. But when we put too much confidence in those things, that's when we tip the scales the other way. Hallelujah. Amen. We have confidence in our jobs. Amen. We have confidence in that check that we get every Friday or every 2 weeks or every 30 days. We think, you know, Brother Todd, if I can just get this job done. I mean, I don't know how it is with a lot of you, but I mean, with me in the industry I've been in for years, I think if I can just get this job done, amen, and I got a dollar amount in my mind, I know how much I've bid this job for, Brother Tony. If nothing goes wrong, we've had that happen, haven't we, Brother? Things go wrong. Amen, just recently. But if I can get to the end of this job, I know how much money. Amen, if I don't have to pay out too much labor. Amen, if I don't have to spend too much on materials. Amen, if I can get to the end, I'll be okay. But I'll tell you tonight, church, there's something greater than another payday that we need to put our trust in. There's something better than another bank account to put our trust in. And I'll tell you, if we will learn, if we will work on putting our trust in Him, whenever it comes right down to the end of time, I believe that we're going to be okay, because we have learned it is better to trust in the Lord than to put our confidence in other things in this world. Glory to God. We put our confidence in jobs. We put our confidence in retirement. Amen. The rich man that was in the 12th chapter of Luke, he said, I'm going to tear down my barns and build greater. And I'm going to tell my soul, soul, take thine ease, because you've got much goods laid up for you. There's nothing wrong with having much goods laid up for you. But the problem is whenever we have not trusted in the Lord. Amen. Our bank accounts. Education. Some men put their confidence and another plaque on the wall. Amen. Another initial behind their name. PhD. Amen. I don't know. I don't know what all those are. Don't know very many more other than the PhD. But some men put their confidence in education. But the Bible tells us that knowledge will what? It'll vanish. What will we do if we have put our confidence in knowledge and understanding and it vanishes? We're going to be held accountable. We're going to be empty. We're going to be void of those things that we have need of. Social status. Amen. Some men, oh yes, they put their confidence and they live for that place that they're at socially. Amen. We put our confidence in lawyers and attorneys. We put our confidence in doctors and bankers. And all of these things may have their place to a degree, and there's not anything wrong with any of these things for the most part. But it's when we do not put our trust in the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. I believe we're living right down in the last days. I believe that there's influences of this world that's influencing the church. Amen. And church, we're going to have to understand what really counts and what does not count. Amen. If we have not learned, if we have not worked on it, if we have not read His Word, if we have not prayed about it, amen, we're not going to learn what it is to trust in the Lord. We're going to put our confidence in the only thing that we've ever had, the things that we've taught ourselves. Amen. We've learned, Brother Arnold, how to do this. We've learned. I mean, we've sharpened our skills and our talents. We know what our abilities are in many cases. Amen. And so we learn. I mean, we put our confidence in that. But that ain't trust in the Lord. That's a blessing from God. Amen. That we're able to have talents. That we're able to have abilities. Thank God for every one of these. But let us not get them out of the place where they need to be. Because it's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is not good to put confidence in man at all. It is trusting to a broken staff, to a mere shadow, which can yield no support or relief. It is best to trust in the Lord. He is able to help as well. Would you hear this tonight? As well as willing. Willing. And we think about our situation and we think, will God really help me? Amen. I'll tell you tonight, He is willing. Amen. As well as willing, He is faithful to His Word and unchangeable in His promises. Whereas man, though he may have a will to help, oftentimes has it not in his power. And when it is in his power and has promised it, he disappoints, being changeable or unfaithful. Wherefore, trust not in man, but in the Lord. Yea, cursed is the man that trusts in man. Oh, yes, tonight, amen, it is not for us to trust in man. And I know, and I think you understand what I'm talking about. I have confidence in Brother Tony. Amen. I have confidence, amen, in these brethren, Brother Galen, different ones around here. Amen. And we need to have confidence in one another. But I'll tell you, there comes a point in time when we can have confidence in none other than God. Amen. Whenever we lost our daughter, whenever that cardiac arrest took a hold of me, I had confidence in these brethren. But I'll tell you, there was nothing you could do to help me. I'll tell you, I'm glad that I knew the one, amen, that sets high and, amen, high and lifted up, and His train fills the temple. Amen. I'll tell you, we need to learn to trust in the Lord. Oh, yes. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. What does it mean to trust in the Lord with all thine heart? With everything that lies within us. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Is it possible to have fear? Amen. If we're trusting in the Lord with all of our heart, would there be room for fear? Would there be room for unbelief? If we trust Him, perfect love casteth out all fear. Amen. I'll tell you tonight, church, I'm preaching to Robbie Reed. Amen. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Every day of our lives. And for some people it's more, for some it's less. But nevertheless, for every man, we face challenges and we face things in our lives that when we're all alone and we have certain thoughts, Brother Arnold, we say, "Oh, help me, Jesus. There's a thought there. There's something in our mind that causes us to understand how susceptible that we are, amen, to failure, to fall, amen. But trust in the Lord with all thine heart." Hallelujah. When that thought comes to my mind, amen, maybe I can quote Philippians 4:19, "But my God shall supply all of your need according to His riches and glory." Maybe I have a scripture memorized, amen, that fits the situation that I'm in. Amen, that when that fear, that sudden fear comes, amen, I believe it's the psalmist David wrote about that sudden fear. Amen, how many knows what I'm talking about tonight? That sudden fear grips our hearts. Amen, but I believe tonight that if we're trusting in the Lord with all of our heart, and if we lean not unto our own understanding, amen, if we're not trying to figure it out ourselves, amen, whenever we lean on our own understanding, we're going to fall. Amen, it's certain failure. It may not be immediately, but at some point in the future, if we have not put our whole confidence in Him, there's going to be failure. Amen. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, not in a creature. We are creatures, aren't we? We're creatures of the Creator. Amen. We're not to put our confidence not in a creature, even though He's the best, the holiest, and the highest, not in any creature, enjoyment as riches, strength, and wisdom, nor in any outward privilege arising from natural descent and education. There are some tonight that are riding and living on their name, on who their mama was, who their daddy was. Amen. They're not trusting in the Lord. But we cannot trust in those things, not in man's self, in his own heart, which is deceitful, nor in any works of righteousness done by him, not in a profession of religion or the duties of it ever so well performed. I want to tell you tonight that if we got our faith and our confidence in anything else other than the Lord, amen, we are bound to fall. There's going to be a day when great destruction, amen, disappointment and heartache will come to us. Amen, I want to see God move. But until you and I apply ourselves, amen, in trusting in the Lord, hallelujah. I mean, I believe that God wants to move for us, but do we really believe He will? Do we really look for Him to move? Amen. Where is our expectations? Do we really believe He's going to do it? Amen. It is better to trust in the Lord, amen, than to put confidence in man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. Amen, hallelujah. Not in frames, nor in graces, and the exercise of them. No, not in faith or trust itself, but in the Lord, the object of all grace, and in Him only. In Jehovah the Father, as the God of nature and providence for all temporal blessings, and as the God of all grace for all spiritual blessings and all the needful supplies of grace and for eternal happiness, which He has provided, promised, and freely gives. Trust in Him at all times. In times of affliction, temptation, and darkness, there is a great deal of reason for it. All power and strength are in Him to help. Amen. Did you hear me tonight, church? All power and strength is in Him to help. He's able to help us. Amen. And do that work that we need done. All power and strength are in Him to help. His love, grace, and mercy move Him to it and are always the same. He's never changing. Amen. His love is deeper than the sea. His love is farther than I can tell. Amen. Hallelujah. The consideration of what He has done for others that have trusted in Him and for ourselves in times past should induce and encourage to it, as also the happiness of those that trust in Him, who enjoy peace, amen, and safety, and His displeasure at those that show any diffidence of Him or distrust Him. Do you know we dishonor Him when we distrust Him? Amen. We dishonor Him when we do not trust Him. Amen. It just seems like to me it's something we should work on. Amen. Glory to God. Trust in Jehovah the Son, in His person of acceptance, in His righteousness for justification, in His blood for pardon. Amen. In His fullness for supply, in His power for protection and preservation, and in Him alone for salvation and eternal life. Trust in Jehovah the Spirit to carry on and finish the work of grace upon the heart. How many tonight feels like that you need that work of grace to continue upon your heart? Amen. I'll tell you, I do. There's so much more, brothers and sisters. There's so much more that God wants to do for us. I believe that this church age can be the greatest church age ever. Amen. If the church, if you and I will call on God and apply ourselves to faith and to believe Him and to study His Word, it'll make a difference in our lives. It'll make a difference in the church. It'll make a difference in our homes. It'll make a difference in our families. Amen. We'll see a move and a working of the power of God like we've never seen before. But the decision is mine. The decision is yours. What will you and I do? Will we learn to trust Him? Will we trust in the Lord with all of our heart? Or will we lean unto our own understanding? Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. And this trust in Father, Son, and Spirit should be with all the heart, cordial and sincere. The phrase denotes not so much the strength of faith as the sincerity of it. It signifies a faith unfeigned. Unfeigned means genuine, a faith that is not a fake faith. It is a faith that is not just something that is just on display. It's not just a mask for the world to see. Amen. It's not just something, amen, that we want to pretend to be. Amen. But Brother Jimmy, it's unfeigned faith. It's something that is real. Amen. I'll tell you, every one of us face our challenges, but every one of us that have that real, genuine faith, amen, and trust and confidence in God, though we fall, hallelujah, we'll get back up, amen, we'll fall forward so that we'll fall towards Him. I'll tell you tonight, church, if we can learn to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not unto our own understanding. Our own understanding is tainted. It is stained by the carnal mind. The carnal mind is enmity against God. It cannot end. Amen. It will not hook up with God. It is carnality. It's the carnal mind. Amen. And our reasoning and our understanding is influenced by carnality. That's why we cannot lean to our own understanding. That's why we must trust in the Lord with all of our heart. Amen. Hebrews, the 10th chapter. Amen. And the 35th verse. Have I put everybody to sleep yet? Amen. That was not my intentions. Amen. Hallelujah. Hebrews, the 10th chapter. I'm trying to hurry. Amen. Hebrews 10 and 35. The Bible tells us, amen, cast not away. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. Amen. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. In every one of us tonight, there is an element of faith. I can tell you, you have faith. You may feel like you don't have it. Don't tell yourself that. Don't speak it. Amen. Who's ever heard of that? That if you hear it enough, you begin to believe it after a while. Hallelujah. You have faith tonight. It may not be as great as certain others, but that don't matter. The point is you have faith. You have confidence in God, or you would not be here tonight. You have confidence in God, or you would not have asked in times past for prayer. You have a certain amount of faith and confidence, church. Do not cast it away. It is literally impossible for the devil to get this unless it is your choice to cast it away. He said, cast not away, therefore, your confidence or your steadfast belief in God and His ability, His, amen, His supplies, amen, His strength, His grace, His mercy. Cast it not away, hallelujah, because it has great recompense of reward. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God. This past weekend, I got to thinking about that scripture, and it's come to my mind twice, so I'm going to tell you. Amen. Glory to God. Let him, let's see, I'll tell you, it's amazing. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the weak say. Anybody here ever felt like you was weak? Just be honest with me. I have. Okay, so can we all say that? I am strong. I'm not strong in me, but I'm strong in Him. I'll tell you, it's time we recognize. Amen. Colossians, the first chapter, and about the 11th or 12th verse says, be strengthened with all His might. Words to that effect. Be strengthened with His might. Church, we can be strong in the Lord. Let the weak say, you have the permission to tell the devil, devil, I'm strong. Amen. You cannot overcome me in this trial, in this place that I am. Let the weak say, I am strong. There's got to be some purpose to that, or the writer would have never wrote it. Amen. I believe we need to say, I am strong. Amen. I'm not going to cast away my confidence. Amen. I know that it has a great recompense of reward, and I'm going to hold on to it. I'm going to keep it. I'm going to hold on to it. Oh, God, help us tonight. I'm running out of time. Glory to God. In Acts, amen, the 27th chapter. Amen. In Acts, the 27th chapter. You know the scripture here and the story about the Apostle Paul. How that Paul was sent to Rome. And how that he got on the ship and he advised them that the weather, it was not a good idea to sail, but because of the captain, they went ahead and sailed. Amen. And after a while, there came a storm called Euroclydon. Amen. A great storm. And for many days and nights, they saw not the moon nor the stars. Amen. I mean, it was just the storm was on them. Hallelujah. I'm talking about trusting God. I'm talking about it's better to trust the Lord than to put confidence in man. Hallelujah. But here the Apostle Paul, amen, in the 27th chapter, amen, I'm going to start reading in verse 13. And when the south wind blew softly, supposing that they had obtained their purpose, loosing thence, they sailed close by Crete. But not long after there arose against it a tempestuous wind called Euroclydon. And when the ship was caught and could not bear up into the wind, we let her drive. Amen. And running under a certain island, which is called Clauda, we had much work to come by the boat. Amen. Don't you wish that we would have always listened to the Lord? Amen. We would have saved much hurt. We would have saved much damage. Amen. But nevertheless, here we are. Amen. Which when they had taken up, they used helps, undergirding the ship, and fearing lest they should fall into the quicksands, they strake sail, and so were driven. And we being exceedingly tossed with a tempest, the next day they lightened the ship. Amen. And the third day we cast out with our own hands the tackling of the ship. Amen. I'll tell you, I hate to see the lives of men as the devil begins to unload them of the valuables that God has given them. Amen. I'll tell you, there is always a price to pay when we do not trust Him. And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. But after long absence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, Sirs, ye should have hearkened unto me and not have loosed from Crete, but to have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. Howbeit, we must be cast upon a certain island. Amen. You know how the story goes. Amen. The ship, it was wrecked. They lost the ship, but the life of every man was saved. But I want to tell you tonight, church, I believe God. And that's really what I'm preaching about, is I would like some way or another to be able to get this in your heart to the place that you say, Brother Robbie, I believe God too. I believe He's going to move. I believe He's going to deliver my soul. I believe He's going to do the work that I need in my life. I believe Him tonight. Do I have any believers in the house? Amen. Do we believe God? Hallelujah. Do we really see our need to learn to trust in Him more? Amen. I see my need tonight. Amen. I know I'm supposed to be up here breaking the bread of life to you, but I see my need to learn to trust in Him in a greater measure than I ever have before. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I believe God. I believe Him tonight. Amen. I believe Him to meet and supply every need. I believe Him to be able to calm the fear in every life. I believe Him to be able to walk on the water whenever the storm is on and I'm in the boat and that seems like to me that we would perish. I believe Him to come by and speak and say, Peace, be still, and calm the stormy waters of my soul. I believe Him whenever the fevered brow is raging with heat. Amen. I believe Him to just step into the room Amen. And that glory of God and that peace that passeth all understanding. I believe Him. Amen. To step in and the fevered brow go cool. I believe Him. I've experienced Him in these ways. I'll tell you, church, if I could get you to believe Him, I believe we'd be up on our feet. I believe we'd be coming down front saying, God, I believe you to do the work in my life that I need done. Hallelujah. Let's stand all over the house tonight. Amen. Somebody get us a song this evening. Amen. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. Amen. I believe God, amen, that in these last days, for those that will dare to believe Him, that He'll do miraculous works among us. I believe God, amen, to stay in that place where John saw Him among the seven golden candlesticks. I believe Him, amen, as Joshua saw Him. And Joshua walked up and asked Him, said, are you friend or foe? And the answer was, is that I'm the scriptures slipped my mind. Amen, Joshua saw Him there. Amen, he said, I am of the Lord's host. Amen. But Joshua saw, I believe Joshua saw Jesus that day. Amen. Joshua fell down on his face. Amen. And gave reverence to this one. And I believe tonight that in our battles, amen, in the things that we face, I believe that God will also be there in that time when we need Him. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you have a need tonight? Amen. Do you see Him high and lifted up? Amen. Do you see Him as He is? Glory to God. I want to see Him. I want to believe Him. And I want to receive those things that He has for us tonight. Amen. Glory to God. As they begin to sing, amen, the altars are open. I know that the Lord is mindful of our needs tonight. Amen. Do you need prayer? Are you needing a work done in your life? Amen. If you need prayer, I would encourage you to come forward. Amen. I would like for these brethren to come and let's lay hands and pray. Amen. Pray the prayer of faith. I believe the Lord is wanting to do the work in your life. He's wanting us to trust Him. Amen. We put our confidence in many other things. But tonight, God is wanting to lift us up and cause faith to arise in our hearts. Amen. I believe He will do it. Amen. Let's all come around the altars. Let's find us a place to pray. Let's seek God while He is near, while He may be found. I believe the Lord wants to give us strength and grace. Amen. He calls us to be
alone. So Jesus led them down out of time. Jesus touched.